Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
50 Cent public transport trial gets result on day one, a raised terror threat, and fires causing the most climate damage in the Amazon. Good morning, Sophie here, and at 10 a.m, these are your Zlines. In local news, the 50 Cent fare trial is already off to a good start, with TransLink announcing that there was an increase in public transport patronage yesterday. In a statement to the Brisbane Times, TransLink told the paper that it registered a, quote, slight uptick in patronage yesterday. Premier Stephen Miles has previously warned citizens to, quote, use it or lose it, in reference to the 50 Cent fare trial, and that the government would only consider making fares permanently 50 cents if it resulted in a sustained increase in patronage. Buses and trains are expected to be busier today as more workers head into the office. Human remains have been found in a crocodile in far north Queensland after it was reported that a man went missing over the weekend. The remains were discovered as a part of a search for a 40-year-old man who went missing over the weekend in Annan River near Cooktown. While a formal identification process is yet to be completed, the remains are believed to be those of the man. The search and rescue operation has been suspended. In national news, ASIO have raised the national terrorism threat level from possible to probable, the third highest terrorism threat level, in the face of what it calls emerging twisted ideologies. ASIO boss Mike Burgess said the increase was due to rising instability in society, with conflicts in the Middle East also cited as a key factor. The threat level was not lifted due to a specific imminent threat. The terrorism threat was last raised to possible in 2014 in the face of rising terrorism by Islamic terrorist group ISIS. In the announcement, Prime Minister Albanese implied that comments by Greens MP regarding the ongoing crisis in Gaza were partially responsible for the rise and urged for a moderation of language. The Greens have hit back at threat level change, claiming that the announcement was used to dismiss community concerns surrounding Australia's role in the current Israel-Gaza conflict and conflate them with rising terror threat, while ignoring right-wing extremism. Australia will join the United States Global Entry Program next year, creating an easier pathway for entry to thousands of Australians who visit the country. The program will enable eligible Australians who register streamlined and expedited immigration and customs clearance channels on arrival into the US. The program will be available to frequent travellers from January 2025, with plans to expand the program later in the year. In the announcement with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Foreign Minister Penny Wong said that joining the program was a display of the strength and closeness of the US-Australian relationship. In international news, a new study has highlighted which processes in the Amazon region are causing the most climate damage regarding the rainforest, challenging the Brazilian government's idea that deforestation is the most pressing issue to tackle. Brazil's National Academy of Science reports how logging, forest burning, and other human-caused degradation are causing 83% of carbon emissions, while deforestation is responsible for the remaining 17%. The research techniques used involved laser readings, which give a three-dimensional picture of the forest and allows detection of an individual tree dying, thus giving an unprecedented level of detail on forest degradation in the region of Brazil, where destruction is most rampant. For your weather today, expect some clouds and a slight chance of showers, most likely in the morning. You're looking at a max temp of 24 today, and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.